Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The air is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. Standing before your throne, there are no words to say, but holy, holy, holy. Standing before your throne, there are no words to say, but holy, holy, holy. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth. I see lighted candles in the Spirit. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, you've come to make your presence known in this place. Glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, you've come to make your presence known, reveal. Glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river. Let the life of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, the weight of your glory fall. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. While I was thinking about this meeting, I think the early hours of this morning, the Lord rose a song in my heart. He rose a song in my head, and I believe the song will cause a mighty impartation of the Spirit before we just say the word for a few moments. It's a popular song, but the Lord just rose a song in my heart. It says, Father to Son, Spirit to Spirit, hold them by your word. With your bread of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. Father to child, Spirit to Spirit, lighted by your word. And with your bread of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. Oh, come breathe your name upon me, please. Come breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Come breathe your name upon me. Come breathe your name upon me, breathe. Come breathe your name upon me. Breathe your name upon, come breathe your name upon me. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, Yod-Heh. Come breathe your name. I want everybody to sing, come breathe your name upon me, breathe. Come breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Come breathe your name. Come breathe your name upon me, breathe. Hallelujah. Abide in me. A few more men will be out from here. Abide in me. You know, as I'm thinking in my spirit, I feel the Lord should give me a topic that sounds like how I'm feeling. Well, he said I should teach on abide in me. I believe that pool in my spirit will find expression some sort of as I teach the word. As I look at the things happening in the world, especially this morning, early hours of this morning, it was prompted in my spirit, this pool, when I saw the video of the late Charlie Keck, the blessed young man who stood for Christ and went to different part of his city, representing God in a very strong apologetic manner. I mean, he was down to earth to their school of thought, you know, we listened to them and prove God in every facet, you know, of life in their city in the best capacity he could, and how he was murdered, and how the wife spoke, was it yesterday, I guess, and how she even spoke, you know, how she said she forgives. I'm sure some of you saw the video. She forgave the young man that killed her husband. I mean, that's so lovely
I would get out, even though it's so painful. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And that was not even, when people hear me talk about this, they would think that's what touched me the most. Well, that touched me the most, touched me so well. But what touched me the most was a comment session. It was more of white guys commenting. I almost felt so sick in the morning. I mean, some people said, I wish I can read the comments, some crazy comments. They were insulting the guy even in his death. Some were excited. In fact, one said, it's unbelievable how she moved on so fast. And I was like, if you want to die early, put your ears out there and be listening to people. You will die early, very early. I mean, somebody said she moved on so fast. Because she said, I forgive, like our Savior on the cross. They say, for her to be able to forgive, she moved on so fast. Another person answered, she's hugging Donald Trump. Is it romance? People of God. That is why sometimes when we are being painted in a certain picture, we used to wonder. Some people's brain are not correct, though. They are sick. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why actually Jesus said, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they are doing. Sometimes you can be very sure you know what you are doing, but you don't even know what you are doing. As pastors, we have seen people who don't know what they are doing, who are shouting, they know what they are doing. They know what they are doing to themselves into hell. And the pull was so strong. I said, oh my God, I want to talk about revival, taking over, dealing with these guys. I wish I can blow them in the message. And the Lord told me to go and teach on abiding in me. I said, okay, here we are. But while we're talking, I was while we're in the service in my office, I was just seeing why God wants me to talk about that. All the nations of the world will sing. Jesus is the Lord. All the nations of the world will say, Hallelujah. All the nations of Jesus is the Lord. All the nations, hallelujah. What does that ogo means? Okay, now I'm consoled. Ogo, 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 ogo. All right, First John 3:6. Be a little bit at ease, okay? I know you are in the spirit, and it doesn't change the fact. Just be at ease a little bit. While I was advising some people in the office, after the whole counseling, I said to myself, the supernatural is very ambiguous, just like mathematics. How many of you sincerely think mass is hard? Wave your hand. Sincerely. Please, don't lie. If you sincerely think mass is hard, wave your hand. All of you here don't think mass is hard, right? If you sincerely think mass is difficult, wave your hand. Forget revelation of the new man. Just wave your hand. Betty, you don't think mass is hard? You were good in secondary school. Wow, what do you have in WAEC? B2. Amazing. Did you use chokes? Eh? Your mom was a math teacher. Your mom teaches math. No wonder. Sit down, we understand with you. Because there's no math teacher that the children should not know math. That's amazing. You know, one time my wife asked me a question. And when I answered, she said, oh, you know that? I said, yes. She said, I never heard that the whole of secondary school. I said, oh, it was around mass. So she felt like it was too easy for me to answer. So I began to say these things I'm telling you people this evening. I said, you see, the supernatural is like mathematics. Very ambiguous. Have you seen some mass this thing that you are wondering why did the person even suffer themselves to look for this solution? How many of you have been with one of your, let's not lie, they were writing exam, they asked a question in mass. Huh? You were not copying somebody, don't lie. Or you were not copying. Then there was one question you thought you knew it. You started solving it. You now finish after two lines. Then you now check your neighbor. They finish one side. They are entering the next part. They wrote to be continued in the next. You are like, Jesus Christ, what did I do? Have you been there before? You are wondering, what did I just do? You now give up on your mass because you are seeing 0/100 now. That person's solution has frustrated you. That's how some of us are as Christians. Oh. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Meanwhile, do you know, legit, you can actually solve mass with just 3-4 lines. Instead of collect like terms, do this thing, you can finish collect like terms and whatsoever at a line. Straight, the person, the mass teacher will understand. Except they emphasize that they want to see every line. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So they now think they are not good students. Or some that are writing exam and somebody just asks for extra sheets. Their spirit just gets in. In this chemistry exam that people are wondering, you see, Ma, can I get an extra sheet, please? This is not enough. You're like, God, what is wrong with Samuel in this class? Everybody's writing, Samuel is asking for how did he get to extra sheet? Then probably at the end, how many of you have seen people always ask for extra sheet that always gets lower marks than you? Say amen. With all the extra sheet, you still got 20. Even the teacher was tired. What are you saying? Arrive, let me see. He's not arriving. That's how some people's Christianity is. Oh. Never arriving. They will talk about spirit because the spirit realm is so ambiguous. Cloud, gates, portals, dimension, mantus, mantis. There was one time I heard stars, mysteries of stars, mystery of the moon, the mysteries of Aaron's cat. That one off me. Paul calls it high sounding nonsense. Always learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You don't know the formula you want to solve. You will never arrive at an answer. The formula for understanding scriptures is Christ Jesus. If you know Christ, you've understood scripture. Because everything scripture is supposed to point to is who? Christ. Jesus said that in John 5. He said, you search the scriptures trying to get me by all means, and you are not even arriving. He said, this is me here. This is me. And he explains somewhere in Luke 4 that he is the light of scripture. That if they want to understand scripture, they should look at him. They will understand everything that happened in the Old Testament. Like you all know, this is my shadow. You can see this iPad from my shadow, isn't it? But you can't tell the details of this iPad from my shadow. The Old Testament is Christ concealed. They are in types and shadows. The New Testament is Christ revealed. How do you understand the details of the Old Testament? How do you understand the Old Testament better when you understand Christ? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So when you understand Christ, the details of the shadows, Jesus is the object. What I'm trying to say is that Christ is me now with black iPad. Alright? But now Old Testament is my shadow, for instance. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So now when you look at this shadow, you can't tell the details of the shadow from the shadow. So you see, the guys in the Old Testament, they really had a tough time. Because they couldn't tell the details of what? The shadow from the shadow. So the only way they were able to even talk about anything happening in the New Testament is by the spirit of prophecy. The Holy Ghost comes upon them and influences their mind. They are saying things they don't understand. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. For instance, David said, the Lord said to my Lord. He didn't understand everything. He was prophesying. He was a singing prophet. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? He was prophesying. Isaiah said things he didn't understand too. Many of them too. And it was those things they said by the spirit of prophecy that points to Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Everything they said from logic, could be scrutinized. But those things they set by the Spirit upon, the Spirit of prophecy, they all point to Christ. Because what they were even saying, they were under an influence. That's what Jesus meant for in Luke 4, right? Give me that scripture. Luke 4 what? That says everything, said he opened their eyes to understand everything that was revealed to him in the prophet. Luke 24, verse 44. Couples that know Jesus, amazing. Wait till this scripture is not right. Collect all the praise. Alright. Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were what? Written in the law of Moses, the what? Prophet, the what? Psalms, concerning me. Now, it is not everything that is written concerning me. It is all things written in. Meaning when you read the Torah, the first five books of Moses, you will find things that point to Christ in the writing. It is not the entire writing. Do you understand? If you read, you will find in it. It is not the entire writing. For instance, someone was inspired to write, do not be too righteous, and somebody quotes it for you. You don't take it too serious. And I told my friend one time, I said, in fact, if you check, funny enough, I've not even done the study of that scripture till now. I said, if you check that scripture properly, it may not even be the way it's been painted. Probably the writer is actually trying to make them understand that they were being overzealous. Probably, even though I've not done a work on that scripture yet. But there are things like that, and people take it and they are running with it, that the Bible said, do not be too righteous, so I have to go to party sometimes. That's rubbish. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They run with it. There are other things you will see. There are a lot of information in the Bible that doesn't point to Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah to Jesus. If you go to the Songs of Solomon, some of those things he wrote, how does it concern some of us who are eunuchs? The Lord give you understanding. See how they are looking at me. They don't even understand what I'm trying to say. You've not read Songs of Solomon before. Did you not see some things? Didn't you run away from it? Say, I read it. You still read it. You see the things he was describing there? You saw it. There was nothing Solomon did not describe there. Who was inspiring that writing at that time? Somebody says the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. It's working in my earthen vessel. If you know what Solomon wrote, man of God, did you see it? You saw it. I don't want to talk because as you know that we are, we don't want to break the code. Are we together? He wrote some kind of funny things there. And there are some young people who don't like Bible. Their only part of Bible is Song of Solomon. They will carry it and be telling ladies in church. No wonder some of them, they used to catch some church ladies. Though in fact. So that one now, does it point to Christ? It not concern Christ at all. If you dwell on that scripture enough, you're going to have a child. The Lord give you understanding. And many others. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So he said, he opened their eyes. And he said, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were what? Written in the law of Moses, the prophet and the Psalms concerning. Simple. For instance, there was a cry of David in the book of Psalms. He said, how did he put this? Because some people have actually written songs with that part. It says, take not the spirit from me, something like that. Can you remember? Cast not your spirit from me, some sort of. If we now come to the understanding of Christ, you can't even say those scriptures, for instance, because the Bible says he will never what? Leave nor what? Forsake you. Meaning the Holy Spirit cannot leave anybody when he comes into anybody. Just that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and do stupid things, but he's still there. Ready to help you when you are ready to repent. That doesn't mean that because he's in you, he's approving that the stupid thing you did is stupid. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It's not approving that the stupid thing you did is stupid. How do I put it? It's good, sorry. Okay? He's just there because it is in his nature not to leave you in terms of deed. That's why the Bible says where there is what? Sin. Grace abides even more. Not to the end that the sin should be encouraged to continue, but to the end that that sin will one day be cut short from your life. So when God sees you in sin, he's closer so that you will not end up in the sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? End up becoming a victim of the choice you are making. That's why he's there. He's not there to encourage your sin. That is why some people are misunderstanding God. They do everything, they still feel the anointing, they think it's okay. Little one that Jesus said in Matthew 7. He said, on that day many will say in my name, I healed the sick, I do this, I did that. But he will tell them, away from me, ye workers of what? Iniquity. For I never what? Knew you. That simply means for God to say he never knew you, it means you never know him. Because if you know him, he knows you. So the Bible says, if you know him, you cannot continue in your... It's not possible. What does that mean? You can be, have the anointing, enjoy some benefit of the anointing and still not know God. All through the Old Testament, Jesus was not revealed, so God was not known. But people in the Old Testament still manifested a fair percentage of God's power. For instance, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 9, it said, if the ministry of condemnation had glory, a ministry of condemnation, it was not a supposed ministry that should have been. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? It was a ministry of condemnation, but there was glory. He then says, the ministry of the righteous word excels in glory. You see, it was a ministry that God does not support, but yet there was glory in it. Because the Bible says he never had delight in the killing of any animals, but there was still glory in it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? There was still glory. Moses parted the Red Sea without knowing Jesus. Yes. Manna came from heaven for a people that don't even know Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Many things happened for them and they didn't know Jesus. Because Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the one that has what? So before Jesus came, how did they see the one that have sent him? No way. Because Jesus was not revealed yet. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Before Jesus came, Elijah called down fire from heaven. Literal fire came down from heaven. It killed a people that were opposing God. Before Jesus came, you can name it, Elisha broke the law of uptrust. Archimedes' principle, he scattered it. If Archimedes knows Elisha, he would have not even done that principle, agree with that principle, because a man broke that law. An object, matter, was floating on water because of Elisha. When he even died, the anointing was still there. You are there shouting anointing. Somebody died, his bone. They carried somebody through in the place that Elisha died. The person's body now touched Elisha. The person came back to life. See anointing. Yet he didn't know Jesus. I'm sharing a fire on your inside. All of these things happened for a people who didn't know Jesus. They were only doing something. They were abiding in the presence. And the presence, listen carefully, that measure of the presence was not really intoxicating. It was not actually the actual presence. It was presence in part, in measure. The Bible says we will have received the Spirit without measure. The anointing now is very thick. We don't just have the anointing. We house the one that determines the anointing. If, for instance, coconut gives birth to gari, we don't have gari, we have coconut. I don't know that I get it. And so because we have coconut, we must have gari. We don't just have coconut, we have the root of coconut, the seed. Every time we want coconut, we can have coconut. As plenty as we want. That's why when Jesus entered you, the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow not a river. It says rivers of living waters. Tilting towards eternal life. Now, it was a measure of the anointing these guys dwelt, a measure of the presence they dwelt in. And they found out they were this terribly anointed. Without knowing Jesus. One time, brothers and sisters, Moses said, God Almighty, I'm tired of seeing you through the ministry of angels. I am tired of interfacing you through the ministry of angels. Now, I've done that before, and it should not be new to you people here. But for the sake of some joining us for the first time, we'll do it again, Exodus 3. From verse 1, we'll read very fast. Media, you already know how we do that part of scripture. Now, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of what? Midian. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Next part of scripture. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in what? A flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Now who appeared to him? Who appeared to him? Now give me the other part in the same part of scripture. Yeah, I think it's verse 5 or 6. Because of time, we can't read everything. Then he said, do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off your feet. Now, who is talking to him here? Be confident, guys. Who is talking to him here? For the place where you stand is a holy ground. And next part of scripture. Moreover, he said, I am the God. Ooh. It was an angel speaking here. What did he now say? I am the God. Are you hearing it? Is it not confusing? Why is the angel saying, I am the God? He said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of, and Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now, this part of scripture raises questions in our hearts. If Jesus said, before I came, nobody have seen nor heard God. Who is talking here? Whose face is Moses going to see that the Bible is saying God? I even get what I'm trying to explain. So we now understand that truly, there's a kind of power in the Greek that is called exousia. It means you can represent me like it is me that is there. You people get what I'm trying to say? And David helped us to understand to the fairest measure. He said, you have set your angels charge over us. And if you read the Amplified rendition of Hebrews 2 and verse 7, let's read it very fast before we come back here. Amplified rendition, Hebrews 2, 7, the Amplified rendition. I want everybody to read. Want to read? You have made him for a little while lower in status. Stop. So for a little while we were what? Lower in status than angels. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So God did not interface with men in the Old Testament directly. He interfaced with men in the Old Testament through the ministry of what? Angels. Are we agreeing today? Are we saying the same thing? So that is why Moses was saying he was in the face of God, because the angels were standing in the stead of God. So he had the liberty to say it was God that was saying. But Moses himself knew that this person is not God. That was an angel. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So at the end of everything, Moses now said, can you show me your face? He said, if I show you my face, what will happen? You will die. Well, 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. Are you ready, people of God? We're going to read, everybody, in the NKJV, 2 Corinthians 3, 18. I want you to read it with so much energy and the anointing. Want to read? But we all, from glory to glory, just by the Lord. You see that? And if you read few verses before now, it was comparing the days of what? Moses to these days of the New Testament. That's why you see the word there, but. So something was happening in their days, but we all. Moses couldn't see in his days, but we all. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Beholding as in a mirror. Is it mirror the Bible says here? The glory of the Lord have been what? Transformed into the same image, from the glory of the old to the glory of the new. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. So you see, with a measure of the understanding of God in the Old Testament, see what they did. See what they did. I know some of you are wondering, what the hell is prophet saying? I'm saying the truth. Because how do you explain that Moses saw God in the Old Testament? I mean, the mass settles everything. He that knows me cannot continue in his sin. If you know God, you can't sin. Moses sinned. The Bible says, if you know God, you can't sin. Moses sinned. You know, it's so strong, but it's true. Someone was preaching one day, I say, you are saying a dangerous thing. And by so, you are destroying your life and the people that hear you. He said, for instance, if Moses, who saw God, can still make a mistake, who am I? Now, that's a genuine statement from the understanding of scripture he got. Who will read Exodus like that, Exodus 3 like that, and not think Moses saw God? If you read Acts 7, you will see how that Philip explained better that Moses never saw God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That he interfaced with angels. But if you look at it literally, it looks like Moses saw God. Because the angel said, I'm the God of your father, Abraham, what? Isaac, and Jacob. So it is understood when that pastor was shouting and say, if Moses saw God and still made a mistake, who am I? Now, if pastor said Moses saw God and still made a mistake, who am I? Then who are the members and who are you? It paints a picture and creates terrible expectation in our heart that we are nothing. That's why the average Christian feels he's unworthy before God every time. Every time we come, if you observe our prayer, it's always to condemn ourselves. When we're done condemning ourselves for like 1 hour, then we'll start praise and worship. Remember those days of your fellowship days. Remember, we are not trying to brag, but you know what righteousness means? If you ever read the book of E.W. Kenyon, he said righteousness is standing before God with no fear, no little atom of fear, no inferiority complex. Anybody stands before his father, anybody here that stands before your father and is doing like this, is not his father's child. You are your father's servant. Because no matter how people are honoring your father, there's a certain kind of boldness you come to with your father. When you come to your father, are you getting what I'm trying to explain? There's a certain kind of boldness. He's your father. He may be their boss, but he's your father. And that's why Paul told us, he said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Not timidly. But we are taught to come timidly. Everybody open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, pray for his mercy. We have seen before we started prayer. We have seen in several ways. Everybody say, mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, let your blood wash us. We are trying to enter into the presence. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Meanwhile, the Bible says we were seated together with Christ. But now that we come for a fellowship meeting, we want to try to enter now. We want to try to plead the blood over our sin. Plead the blood. Do you understand the Bible said if you know God, you can't continue in your sin? This is the nurture. The nature part, 1 John 3 and 9. It says, if you are born of God, you can't sin. Don't hide that scripture. It's in the Bible. It says, they that are born of God cannot sin. I'm sure some people wish this part of the scripture is not in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Let's read together. Want to read? He may not sin. He may not sin. Don't close your mouth. See, everybody, open your mouth. Watch out for your neighbor. Read. One, two, go. Full stop. God is not apologizing for this scripture. It may fight the ideologies you had about life, but no apologies. He owes nobody apology. This is the real you. The real you cannot sin because the seed of God is in you. You know, the Bible speaks about the real you. Colossians 3 and 3 in the Amplified Rendition. Let's talk about the real you. We're going to read every word. Want to read? For you died to this world and your new real. What sounds like new that I'm saying today is not new, people of God. This is the real stuff. The real you was never created to sin. Yes. He said, you died. You died. You're not going to die. He said, so let's try to kill the flesh. The flesh died. Romans 12 verse 1 says, you should acknowledge. Act according to the knowledge. Acknowledge that your bodies are a living sacrifice. Don't try to make it. If you're trying to make it, it's something new. Jesus has already made it. He offered your body. He said you were bought with a price. to the end that you glorify God with your spirit and bodies which are His. It is God's body. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We are not the one giving Him. This body belongs to God. So we acknowledge. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies, not by strength. Hallelujah. By mercies. To acknowledge. I know the word there is not acknowledge. The word there is what? Present. The root word means to acknowledge in Greek. So you are not the one going to present. I say, Lord, take my body now. It's not your will. You can, you don't have the capacity to do that. You are not the one that died. You're not the one that was buried. Are you listening to me? You are not the one that was resurrected. But by faith you partook in it. The anointed one, Jesus Christ, died for you, was buried for you, and what? Resurrected for you. And the Bible said when they wanted to touch him, he said, wait, there's something I must do up there. He left them for a while. They couldn't touch him. But when he came back, he said, touch my hands. You can feel. Now we can relate. Because I've gone to do something up there that makes all of us brethren. You people get what I'm trying to say? That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 2 and 11, let's read together. Want to read Hebrews 2, 11, very fast media. For both he who sanctifies and those who are what? Are all one. For which reason he's not ashamed to call them. He's our brother. That's Jesus. Now that doesn't stop the fact or change the fact that he's our God. What he's trying to make you understand is that the way I am is the way you are. He came to show you who you really ought to be. That's why the Bible says we behold the glory as a mirror. The glory is our mirror. When you look at a mirror, you see the reflection of yourself. So as we read the word of God, which is Jesus, who is the glory, Hebrews 1:1, what are we seeing? The reflection of ourselves. If we cannot be sick, I wouldn't be sick. If we read the Bible, it says you are above only. If you feel like you are beneath, you don't say I'm beneath. You read the Bible, it says you are above. You shout, I'm above. Because your mirror is saying you are above. The word of God is your mirror, says you are above. Life, Rihanna, Beyonce, Jay-Z says it's bored being tilting towards perfection. Working towards perfection makes life boring. They say enjoy your life by just being you. You being you is you being influenced by a demon. You are not being you. I mean somebody saying I like a man as a man is not being him. He's under a demonic influence. Somebody saying I'm a woman but I like a woman, she's not being her. She's under a demonic influence. Sitting down looking at somebody's girlfriend or somebody's wife, it's not you being you. You are under a demonic attack. Wanting to steal something, wanting to lie, it's not you being you. There are forces in the supernatural making sure that humanity is not living their best. There are fallen angels. I even get what I'm trying to say. They are partnering with Satan to make sure that our school of thought is different entirely, because as a man thinketh in his, so is he. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it said the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but they are what? Mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Which are what? Verse 5. It said ideologies and what? Ideas, arguments and ideologies that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of God. God said a man and a woman, and the demonic idea wants to raise itself above the knowledge of God. He said a man and a man. But whose report shall we believe? Out of Zion shall the standard flow. So whatever they did to Charlie is just, they just sowed a seed on the ground. I mean, they found trouble. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The Lord opened my eye. I saw what is going to happen in America from whatever has happened right now. I mean, a revival is going to break out. There are many. Never think that, you know, some people say America is cursed, is doomed. Things are happening. Listen, when Elijah thought that he was the only one right with God, God told him, he said, there are many of the prophets who are not bowed to Baal. Listen, there are many in America. Don't think Satan is winning, no. God is winning big time. Are you listening to me? One time somebody was admiring what we're doing here and was talking about how God was using me. And I said, listen, I may be looking, there are many. In fact, I've seen someone such a person as this. There are many. Are you listening to me? And I see what God is doing in America, in the spirit. It will be mighty. Are you listening to me? Mighty. Many of these guys, in fact, what his wife will do will be 10 times better, stronger. You know, if you want to marry, firstly, don't just marry. Yes, know what you are supposed to do before you marry. She's helpmeet. She must know what she's coming to help. So don't marry pink lips. Marry purpose. Marry destiny. Don't marry chess. Don't marry height. Because you can marry a tall man and don't get to any height. It's very possible. My God, don't leave me. What are you not talking about? Are you hearing me? You want them tall? I mean, you're going to live a life down there. One time I was talking with my very tall pastor that always sits here. And he's not around. He went to do some marriage preparation. And I was judging the kids in the office. There was a very tall girl that was fighting with a medium height girl for him many years ago. And he was just here, very brief. And I, when the kids came to my office, I wanted to look at the lady. I was doing my hair like this. I said, "Are you the one?" "Yes, sir." "So I don't know why he doesn't like me." I looked at the man of God. He's very brief, still very brief. He has not, he didn't do any surgery. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And I'm like, there's such a thing you can have. Not even the wildest beasts have seen this part. And he was just there. I said, "Pastor," he said, "sir, I don't know why they are." And I'm sure there are some very guys with heights who cannot get to that height of that lady. They can't. My God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's such a thing you can have. Don't disgrace yourself as a man. Everywhere in church they know you. You have toast everybody. Send broadcast message of toast. Trusting God on who will receive the toast. And everybody knows you. As he's coming, they say, "No, go. That one don't toast everybody for church." Don't. Walk with God. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
know what you ought to do. So that when the woman is coming, she knows that this is what she's designed for. And of course, make sure that the woman becomes a replica of you. I've trained my wife and I'm still training my wife to a point that if I'm not around, nobody asks where's prophet if they've seen her. I test her prophetic almost every evening. We do it. Test at what level. That's why when she teaches or writes, your mind will be blown.
Yes, sir.
Train her to a point that I can be anywhere, she can be anywhere, and I know that the decision she's making is the decision I would have made. And I believe that's what that man have done with his wife before he left for heaven. And you see many, many people come to the Lord on account of turning points. People get what I'm trying to say? And we will not be quiet. We will be loud. Are you listening to me, people of God? On our campuses.
Yes, sir.
Our places of work. With no disrespect to anybody. Are you guys here? I'm trying to explain to you. Jesus got to be. We have to reveal him to the nations. Anywhere we find ourselves, Jesus. We paint everywhere with Jesus. Paint the whole world with Jesus. Everywhere. I was driving and the Lord was saying, "You see, this is the real flex of life. Not that you are living." They say, "How many women have you slept with?" Say, 150. "Man, I'm a big boy." You're not a big boy. You are a dead boy. You are dead. Where are you going to end with this kind of life? Logically speaking. Will your children be proud that their father is a sleeper? What will you be remembered for? I want to be in heaven and watch my kids say, "Oh, my dad," and celebrate me even while I'm not there with them. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Say, "Oh, the grand commander." That's what I want to say. There's a kind of impact you make. All of your generation, nobody will follow Satan. None of them. None of them. They say, what's your name? Say, Shekinah Simon. Oh, Shekinah Simon Thomas. Oh. Just do the right thing. She doesn't take bribe. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You just cause an eternal impact. Eternal. They're joking with fire. In fact, if you are logical, do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you are logical, you understand. Even though you are not a Christian, you will know that these people are liars. Why do you need to kill somebody to silence his idea? Why? If he's saying a lie, why did you kill him? Some people are turning it into a problem between white and blacks. Don't allow anybody make you sound like a Dundee. It's not a problem. If any black preacher is against Charlie Kirk, he's a gay Loki. Quote me anywhere. One was shouting. It was enough from his shirt. They removed one LGBT guy that was coming to perform. You are surprised he's shouting. Calling somebody who is dead a racist. Months before now, there was a gay guy performing in his church. And Satan will raise those voices to just make some of you feel like it's a white and a black battle. No, it's light and darkness battle. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Light and darkness. Don't be swayed by foolishness. I hear some Africans saying they hate Trump. I mean, if you are living for your belly, you hate him because they didn't give you visa to go to America. That's why you hate him. And he never banned anybody from going to America. Do the right thing. Why do you want to go illegally? That's a simple to say. If he comes now, they'll be checking our paper too much. If you have the right paper, will you be scared to show your paper? If you are a president, will you not want to protect your country? You just sit down here that they bomb one secondary school children and die. Why will you not protect your country? You don't even know the problem happening there. You just sit down. You know, they are living from their stomach. That's why they hate him. Somebody who stands for righteousness, obviously, you have problem with him. The one who is standing for Satan because he's allowing you to enter anyhow. Is a proof he doesn't even love his people. Be wise. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Be very wise. Don't let anybody deceive you because of skin color. It's light and what? Darkness. Glory to God forevermore. Are you here tonight? That's why when you go back to your campuses, represent God so much. This is a cry. My voice is echoing the cry, like a cry for revival. A cry for revival in the realm of the spirit. It should be like that in your heart. When we are telling you to embrace righteousness and hate wickedness, it is because we want to pave way for the coming move of God on the earth. I tell you, it will be so mighty. Even from this town, we are already putting strategies in place. There are some meetings we'll do next year. It will be very strategic, pointing to revival. The Lord has shown me one or two persons to invite and things like that. You'll be so amazed. When we tell you, don't listen to certain people who are trying to protect you from certain demons and governing your system. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are even now, years ago, a lady had an experience in Zaria. I heard before I heard of her experience. I don't know if her own was before my own, but after a while, I heard her own experience in Zaria. She said she was listening to a gospel song and she saw demons coming out from the radio. Now, I was not seeing demons coming out. I listened to a gospel song and I had a vision that a terrible spirit was coming out from the person singing the song. And I told my spiritual father that I said, I don't understand. They are singing gospel song. I'm seeing a demon, you know, coming out. And he said, this is strange. Well, go and pray. And listen, people of God, this is not condemnation. When you look at somebody, a lot of times, alright, the Bible says, by their fruit you shall know them. That seems to not having, you know, he doesn't have a walk with the Holy Spirit, you understand. You can even relate to the fairest extent why you are even having that kind of vision. Not so long after that time, we now heard that they caught him for taking cocaine before coming to the stage. I mean, you are a gospel artist, you take cocaine before you come to the stage. That is when I now understood that my vision was not false. Cocaine. That is why the way you jump. If somebody with that cocaine tries to jump, he will faint. Don't be copying everything you are seeing out there. Some people are on drugs. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was talking with the MD one time in my office and I was saying, it's not everybody you admire that sings. And don't be moved so much by the melody of the music. They do. Don't be moved by all those interludes. Just do something beautiful and moderate and continue. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Sometimes you see somebody doing the wrong thing because they are in church. You don't even know, or they are saying gospel, you don't even know what to do. They are saying Jesus, you don't know what to do. How can somebody one time, I say gospel drummer, he is drumming with only singlet in church. And when he was done, he was going to play in another place, say he's playing silence. The song is silence. And the MD did not have a problem inviting him, just with chest. Because music has become his own idol now. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You bring somebody like that, he walks out immediately. I arrive immediately, or he comes and sits to hear the word of the Lord. Because except you are made, you cannot do the work of the ministry. Drumming too is the work of the ministry. I've been saying this to many MDs and singers. Don't be swayed by melody. The sound sound good. The spirit sound good too. Because spirit is more important than the sound you are hearing. And that's why I was condemning something on Sunday. A move I've seen Satan trying to bring. Satan, my goodness, listen carefully. The Bible likens Satan like a snake. Of all the animals, he chose to manifest like a snake in Eden. Snake is very cunning, right? Very cunning. And there's another nature the Bible says about a snake. Craft. And he creeps, right? But it's crafty in nature. Cunning. And he creeps. Listen carefully. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's more like, when you say something creeps, it's more like, before you know it, it takes advantage. If you are not really on alert, it goes further, takes further advantage, swiftly. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Before you know it, it has moved. Before you know it, it has moved. It's just biting and eating into a into something small, small, just like termite. Before you know, the whole bed will fall down. Or the whole roof will fall down. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? You give Satan a foothold, you will not just put one foot there. You must bring his other leg somehow. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Some people want to manage evil in church. They don't manage evil in church. The only way they manage evil is to keep the people to hear the word of God. Keep them to hear the word of God. That way, as they are hearing the word of God, Satan is getting neutralized in their heart and light is finding expression. You don't just allow it slide. Now, little by little, Satan is finding expression. He's creeping into the systems of God. Very cunning. Thank God the Holy Ghost opened my eye to see him. Firstly, he will try something. If we allow it, he comes again in a greater measure. He started with just a ring. We didn't have a problem with it after a while. We allowed every God. In fact, it got to a point pastors can now wear a ring and preach the gospel. And to crown it all, they have followers over in the internet. And people are surprised. Why are people liking these people that are wearing a ring? Why are people commenting amen and bless? Some are commenting the amen and bless in another person's house with his wife on the same bed. The Lord give you understanding of what I just said. A lady saying, "Bless me, pastor," is with her boyfriend over the weekend. They are sleeping on the same bed. And she's saying, "Word, pastor, preach." You don't get what I'm trying to explain. Some of these people making all these comments and if you check them, terrible lives. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And the pastor is feeling like he has fans. But the people saying continue are the people that are already on a path of destruction and are not ready to change. They are with itchy ears waiting for somebody to sound like them. They don't want to change. The Bible says in the last days, many will rise with itchy ears. Waiting for somebody to say, that is why immediately. Now I understand how that in our humanity we can be weak without Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And sometimes you try from that little understanding of Jesus that you had, and probably you try several times, you cannot prevail. You try, like Paul said in Romans 7, the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And at that point of your weakness, a man of God comes and tells you, whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. You may feel consoled. Forgetting that at the tail of Paul's writing, he said, "O wretched man that I am, who can deliver me?" You didn't read that part. So, because of your each year already, somebody opens Romans 7 and say, "The things I don't want to do, I find myself doing." You say, "Oh, bless me, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus." You may even create a worship song. Because you are not patient. You just, because of your situation, you just accept, misunderstand the scripture and accept that misunderstanding. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? And maybe you can sing song like, "There are things I don't want to do." But, you know, it's not supposed to be a reality. Paul was traveling somewhere. And that's why at the end he said, "Oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me?" Remember in that same verse 14 in the Amplified Edition, he said, "The law are the ways of a spirit man." He said, "But I, Paul, in my humanity, those days I was sold under the nature of what? Sin and dead." Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I was sold under the nature of sin and death. Now if you look at verse 1 of Romans 8, it says, "There is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ." He said, "These people are those that walk after the spirit, not after the flesh." Are you seeing that Paul is now connecting it with Romans 7:14? The law are the ways of a what? Spiritual man. So now I can walk in the ways of a spiritual man because I don't walk after the flesh, but after what? The spirit. But if you have itchy ear, you will not be patient enough. Daddy was arguing with us today, telling us that whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. It matters. Because the goal is kingdom. And all forms of sin, unrighteousness, immorality, and the rest, homosexuality, cannot what? Inherit the kingdom. Simple and short. Now what am I saying? Am I saying people in sin are condemned, they are doomed? No! I'm just trying to make you understand that when you are in weakness yet, sometimes Satan can come and lie to you that that weakness is okay. Meanwhile, the Bible just told us that the new real us is supposed to be caught up with God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? This new thing I'm saying is not new. It's the real you. The real you cannot sin. And I'm now in the major scripture of 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. He said, "If you abide in me," that's the emphasis tonight. He said, "If you abide in me, it is reciprocal to sin and knowing me." Let's read it. 1 John 3 and 6. 1 John 3 and 6. "No one who abides in him, who remains united in fellowship with him." Now, give me in the NKJV, literal NKJV. "Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither what? Seen him nor known him." Can we shout out? One, two, go. If you abide in him, if you stay with the word of God, that's it. If you stay with the word of God, continue staying with the word. It's not about knowing it. That's the emphasis tonight. Many people know, but few people stay with the word of the Lord. Do you have times of meditation? Satan will try to steal these times. He will try to steal your time. He doesn't want you to stay with the word. The Lord told me, he said, "See, knowing is reciprocal to abiding." He said, "If you don't stay with the word you heard, you will not even truly know it." All of you here, I'm telling you with my full chest, you don't know what I'm saying to you. Go back home and meditate. It is when you begin to meditate, when you go back home, say, "Once have I spoken, twice I heard." Twice I heard. Your hearing must not be once. It has to be twice. It is as that hearing at where you are seated, nobody, just hear. Some revelations will not hit you a second time. This is where you begin to have real-time encounters. And this is what Satan fights. That's why immediately you go back home, sleep. But when you are watching the movie, it will not come. "Pastor, I've been in church for years. I don't understand." Abide in me is reciprocal to knowing and seeing. "Pastor, I heard you teaching. You taught so good last week. Wow, I was so bad. I caught everything." You didn't catch everything if you did not abide after hearing. And you truly don't know it. He will fight those moments of meditation on the word. He will fight it. I don't know how to say it enough. Satan will fight your times of prayer. He will fight it. Oh my God. Let me trust God to give you this scripture. John 15 verse 4. Are we there? Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you. Now give me this in the TPT. Can we? So you must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from what? What? Severed from the vine. Will not what? Pastor Ann. Pastor K. Pronounce it. What? My God. There's problem in this church now. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. As a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit. So your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine. Meaning if you don't abide, no fruit. Are you people seeing why sometimes Christianity don't have fruit? You are hearing plenty, no abiding. No fruit. Abiding is what determines knowing and seeing. You listening to me? You go back and you abide. You stay with the word of God. So much. Jesus said you are not designed to live your life outside me. He said it's a life you don't know. Forever and ever, we got to be close together. You can't live your life outside God's word. It's not possible. You ought to be thinking and abiding in the word 24/7. Every day of your life, you think in God's word. Else you will not bear fruits. That's why Satan will be fighting the word in your spirit. Every day he's fighting. He wants to remove it. He wants to remove it. The Bible says because of the word in me, the tribulations and trials became much. To remove the word from your inside. He knows as long as the word is in you, there will be fruits. Are you listening to me? Oh, glory to God forevermore. John 15:7. You all know this one. Verse 7. But if you live in life, you know, with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatsoever you desire, and it will be done. Now give me in the NKJV, the popular one we know. If you abide in me, and my words, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done. Tell somebody, abide in him. I'm going to borrow a few scriptures from the Old Testament that talks about abiding in the word. Psalms 1. Give me in the TPT's rendition. What delight comes to those who follow God's way? They won't walk in step with the wicked. If you follow what? You will not what? But if you are not following what? You what? Alright, give me the NKJV before we come back here. Very briefly, just. Alright. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Meaning, people, who is an ungodly person? Anybody who is not a Christian is not godly. We are not trying to say they are sinners. Ungodly means you are not following godly values. You don't know God. And you are not living according to his word. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? They may not be sinners yet. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So I met this unbeliever, cute guy. He's better than some of our brothers in church. But let me tell you, he's better. He's better. He may not know God, but I prefer him. I'll marry him. Marry now. No problem. There's nothing like a beautiful unbeliever. He may not be a sinner at the status quo. I bet you, before the cock crows.
Because the only way you can live for God is that you know Him. If you don't know Him, you cannot. Say, church people are bad people. They dealt with me. They dealt with me. Church people dealt with you. How many percent? 100%. You think it's 100%? Go and meet worldly people. When they are done, you understand that church people did it 5%. See, no matter what you face in church, be in church or it's safer. I didn't get an amen there. No matter what you face in church, be in church is safer. See, immediately they want to catch you in the world. They'll be using, you know, the way they want to catch fish with hook. They'll put that worm. They'll be trying to draw you. They'll be so nice to you. You live here now, you just go to Ogogoro joint. Everybody will buy for you. They'll do all the nice things to welcome you. But when they now see that you are their own, you will suffer. Just like all those ladies in wrong marriages now watching me from online. They know they are in wrong marriages. When we were advising them, they were not hearing. I remember that lady on campus. I'll not call her name. When I want to minister, I'll say they should tell her to come and sing. She wanted to marry. I saw my husband, blah, blah, blah. You see all these spirit cocoa things some of you used to do? Be coming now. He said, you just sit down and say, lady, God, draw your husband and show you. Who are you? We have not taken Makodi. God is drawing your husband and showing you. What is your problem? You study architecture. Sir, I saw him black, tall, black. He's never short. That's the only problem. They're never short. The God's description. Always big chest. Is God not great? The guy is wonderfully and carefully crafted. Actually, it's God's hand. I say, calm down. Calm down. It's me that is teaching you the Bible now. Calm down. You know, see, God put some of us in your front because He knows that you will not make mistake. You know, some people come to us and say, Prophet Simon, God say you are my spiritual father. I say, glory to God. God knew me before He told you to follow me. He knows that the day you come and say, I saw a man. They draw the man. Prophet, He knows the only person that can help you. Some pastor will say, go and pray better. But this prophet will say, get out from office with this rubbish lie. Lie, lie. Thank you. You know, one time, not tomorrow, a lady was telling me something. I saw this, I saw that, I saw this. As she was describing, before she finished the story, I said, stop! Not true. I said, my spirit blew me one leg over. I just felt one off key, my spirit. That's all. I'm your pastor. If I feel off key, my spirit is fake. Say, pastor knows our wife. How will I know? How many head do I have that will know all of your wife? Do I even know what you have in your head that will know all of your wives? God cannot give me the knowledge of all of your wife. I know I have plenty things to do. But if you're about to make a mistake, somehow in God's mercy, because of His mercy, He will help you to realize through your pastor. Because we are your shepherd. Somehow He will not allow you to make a mistake. A lady many years ago on campus wanted to marry. The guy was 30 something, over 37, 35. I can't remember. She was just 18. That's child abuse. And guess what? I was praying and I saw one big ring enter her hand. Big ring. I said, what is happening with this sister? She didn't show, you know, some of these ladies, they don't show sign of relationship. They are tossing and they are pretending and worshiping in church. They are not showing any sign. In talking terms with a guy, they are pretending in church. Very coordinated, like nobody is toasting her. I just came to her after church. I saw a big ring. She said, pastor. But I never heard the name of the guy. I was praying that God give me the name. Let me shock this lady. You know, I did not hear the name of the guy. His name was Simon. So imagine I'm praying and I'm hearing Simon. How will I believe what I'm hearing? Because I know I'm not the one. But immediately I said, what is his name? She said, Simon. I said, hey God. No wonder I did not hear myself. I said, please, leave this trouble. It's an abuse.
She says her MD in her home church that was liking her. Not you. Her MD in her home church. I said, no, leave that man to marry from his generation. Some of you think like that. Marry your generation. Your generation is home. Marry your generation. You say a lady 29. You are 32. But the one you want is 18. So I want them fresh. You wicked. It was you that God created that one of 29. Why she has not married because of you? Marry her. That's your wife. And some young women say, I want him 18 years. It's not 10 years, at least 10 years older than me so that I can respect him. You have strong head. Go and deal with it. If he's 1 minute older than you, he can still be your husband. You know, I know now. When now that men are getting scarce, you are there saying seven. It's when you turn and see only women on your streets that your eye will clear. Are you hearing me tonight? Blessed is the man that walks not on the counsel of the ungodly. So whatever you are seeing in the world, I did it like this one time. I said in the ark, there was nothing that everything beautiful and not beautiful was in the ark. But everybody waited in the ark. Because whatever was outside the ark was worse than what was in the ark. Did you catch what I'm trying to you know, poo-poo is in the ark. Do you know that? All those goats were pooping. Lion, male and female. Have you ever smelled lion's poo before? Elephant. Pee, poo-poo. Noah here with some family. I wonder what they are doing. Not just poo-poo from them. Poo-poo from human beings. My God. You know, poo-poo from animal is better. To smell. Both the animals and the human beings were having a terrible time. And you know the worst part of it? People were polluting. But they bared that season. You know why? No matter what it happened here, no go outside. What is happening outside is worse. See, somebody shouted to you in church. Relationship did not work in church with church brother. Still marry church brother. Oh. If you verse say a worldly brother, you will understand. We will send bed to come and check whether the place is okay when you are there. Now some of you are looking at me. Love is in your eyes. I can see it. They are toasting you. You better be careful. The guy is wickedly fresh. Calm down. Calm down. He's not mango. Calm down. He's entering your eye. Now you can't see in the spirit again. Calm down. Ladies, calm down. He smells so fresh. White t-shirt and jeans. Calm down. Smells fine. Calm down. Prophet, you are saying we should allow boys in church to like us. And church boys, sir, sometimes they pass you. You have to just do like this. Calm down. Tell somebody, calm down. I mean, church boys put perfume, but calm down, girls. Now, smell nice, they look for. No matter where you are, ladies, everybody, if you are a lady, put your hand on your head. Put your hand. See, I've been serving God for a long time, even in ministry. The greatest disappointment I've seen in my life is women leaving God and angels and everything destiny for man. You train the lady, she becomes a giant in the spirit. She just sees a man and she becomes a lamb. Lamb is, we can relate lamb to Jesus. So lamb is better. What will I use, please? Cats, meow. Statue in the spirit, lion, lioness. Immediately the man come, she would turn to cat. He would now become the lion. Calm down. We've lost many ladies at this battle line of marriage. Marriage. They want to marry. Speck, speck, speck. Lord, deliver these ones in the name of Jesus. Calm down. And sometimes, listen, at the gate of fulfilling destiny, some of the strange, the most key gates in your life, Satan will send people who are like family to you to give you wrong advice. At the last point for Jesus, it was Peter. You can't die, we're there. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. That was a lovely advice from a lovely person. The one that caught somebody's ear for Jesus, he could stake his life for Jesus. He now gave Jesus wrong advice. Jesus said, Satan, I can hear you in that voice, in that body. Get out. Chisom Nami born you. I carry you for my belly 9 months. I know waiting good for you. Nami feed you. Chisom, this man is the real deal. They buy a blouse. They buy a buba. They buy a George. George, enter. Landis. Then you think he will not be the real man? They did not stop there. They promised her best if the marriage work. She is working out her salvation with fear and trembling. The only genuine love is God Almighty. Parents have genuine love too, but not as God Almighty. You can sense when it's bias. You know, one time a parent in this church called me. We had a meeting for his daughter. Re-meeting. Spiritual father, physical father. He said, see, I want you to make this thing work. I said, what thing, sir? He said, let my daughter marry that man. I said, sir, it's not me. He said, sir, it's you. Everybody say if you talk, she will hear. I said, sir, no, I can't talk against what God has said. Blah, 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 blah. He got offended. He said, why are you doing like this? Go and talk. Everybody knows she will hear you. I said, no, I will not talk. I mean, it was that serious. Satan can go to that extent. To making sure that somebody cut off God's will, because he's seen the person's future, revivalist. He wants to do everything possible. Oh, you are joking with this Satan, va? You, so a lot of people look down too much. I mean, I don't mean don't look down on him. He's already down. I mean, I don't know how to put this thing. That guy, he has skills, oh. Anywhere he sees any little iota of space, he doesn't just say, okay, no problem. Somebody just leave church, you start painting a picture. Why she leave? Why he leave? What am I doing here if this one leave? He doesn't joke with any little space. A pastor on the internet just slept with somebody's wife. Pastor did that. And they want to ordain me, pastor. God forbid, they better make I be normal human being. Satan? You think you are the one saying that thing? Is Satan speaking through your voice? I spoke with a sister one time. I said, why is it that you are not praying? She said, sir, I don't believe in God's will. I mean, I like her confidence. She said, I don't believe in God's will. It's been a long time somebody spoke to me like that. I said, everybody, advance. I want to talk with this lady. I said, why is it that you don't believe in God's will? She said, sir, my brother, my sister, they claim it's God's will. And I mean, everything was scattered. So I don't believe in God's will. I said, whoosh, here we are again. Holy Spirit, help me. So I told her, I believe in God's will. I marry God's will. I'm not suffering. Many people believe in God's will. I started mentioning men of God. I said, we are plenty. Why choose the few as example? Why choose the few? Satan likes to paint a picture too much with something that is very small.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me? That's how he behaves. See, this one claims they're Christian, but we caught them doing something like that. There are many who claim they are Christians and they are living like Christians. Plenty! Don't allow Satan to deceive you. Are you listening to me? Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of ungodly people. blesses that man. Marry that person, blah, 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 blah. He's painting a picture. They don't want, somebody met me, ask a question. Well, said, sir, you mean that if he's not from blood, we should not marry any man? See how the devil painted. Say he painted it. Hallelujah to Jesus. When I saw the question, it was too late because I already read the question, so I had to just answer. He will paint stupid pictures. You will think you are marrying for me. You know, sometimes when you marry yourself, you think, we are married. I said, how does that connect to Prophet Simon Thomas? Before I ever knew you, I was Prophet Simon. I'm married now. You are not married. I'm not going to marry a second wife in my life. My marriage are finished. I think you get what I'm trying to say. I'm not hoping to marry a second wife one day. And I can never have a side chick. Because it's not possible. So I'm not trying to pave the way for myself. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's not for profit you are doing that. It's not for profit. Get this. We have married, we have run away. We're against the world. You against the world? And some people marry to prove to people that the relationship work. Because people have advised that it will not work. So they will not try let it work. So we married. See, they can tell you that it will not work. If it's not going to work, leave. There's no point to prove to anybody. Leave for your peace of mind. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? A failed relationship is 10 times better than a failed marriage. Oh. And when the marriage fails that time, you may have like 3 children yet. The Lord give you understanding. Before it failed, how are you starting all over again? You continue. The man can go and marry again. You are there with the 3 children. When he remember, he sends school fees. If he doesn't remember, to hell with you. But as a woman, that's why women should be more careful. You are more at the receiving end of all of this wickedness. Are you listening to me? He is gone with his life. You are the one. There are some people even in this town, I've heard stories like that. Have like, how many children? They go and remarry and forget the children entirely. Started life again. We have heard those stories many times in this place. A child will come to us even in church. You are married, you throw away your child, throw away your wife. The boy does not know, the lady does not know where she's going to, where he's going to. He's going to different homes, seeing people with their family. He doesn't know where his father doesn't even want to see him. I mean, I've said, oh my goodness. I can't tell you different demonic cases I've heard like that. And the young child is just there, hopeless. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is why I don't marry anyhow. Isn't there are thieves in this world? Or some people are the reason why we have thieves today. Because the smallest unit of a community is the family. If every family gets it right, the community will be okay eventually. Say, Junior, this one does not have home training. Why is he behaving like this? Go and check. Mother and father have parted ways. The young boy is going like that. The father is going like this. The mother is going like that. Nobody is guiding the child. And the Bible had said, train up the child in the way she wants. And when it's gone, you know what? Are you seeing what Satan is doing? You think it's just family. We can break up. He's painting a picture that, like I heard a young man say, he said, I will just divorce if it doesn't work. You think it's about divorce? It's about Satan destroying a generation. Putting comma in every family. Why will it not be that you started and you ended with this person? Why must there be a divorce? After one child, why? Raising a generation of people who are not mentally okay. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So this thing about marrying God's will is a fight, is a supernatural fight. And I think some pastors who just open their mouth and utter nonsense on the stage. In the name of, if you see who you like, marry who you like. Are you okay? When somebody like Pastor Kumu, you open his mouth and tell you something, you are there arguing, emphasizes on something. Bishop Oedipo, Pastor Chris, you just started yesterday because you see many people like yourself that you think you have gotten wisdom. These are wisdom of the fathers, wisdom of the ancient. The son has them, they say, look at, I heard Prophet Pastor Kumu correcting few of his doctrine. He got to a point, I have the video, I'm always posting, saying I'll post it, I'm always forgetting. After correcting a few doctrines, he said, but for this one, make sure you hear God before you marry. Say, hey, which one is hear God? Which one is hear God? Some people heard God, it did not work. What is the, what's your problem? Okay, pastors that claim they are pastors and they fake being pastors, did it stop you from being a pastor? You now that is a pastor. Somebody said, the day Adam told God that the woman you gave me, blah, 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 God now says, see, I'm not in that rubbish again. I'm not giving anybody wife. God does not change. Is the Lord God that word? In the beginning, he created one man. Say, you mean there is one man for every one woman? From the beginning, we saw it. When he created Adam, he didn't say, Ochanya, Ene, Kira. Adam, choose one. Choose what you like. Mm-mm. He created Adam, created Eve. Adam was like Eve. You don't get what I'm trying to explain to you. Adam, whether you like it or not, Eve is your wife. Did Adam complain? But you, because you are not in a deep sleep now, you are choosing. Be in a deep sleep with the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. As you are in a deep sleep, you remove one of your rib and put, so that when it comes, destiny will match. But you are every day, say, what is this young man doing? He's praying for his partner. You are a visionless young man. 25, what are you doing, sir? What are you doing, sir? I want to get it right in marriage. Are you okay? Just get up from that church, print track and start winning souls. You are not the one to tell God that you need a wife. He knows when you need a wife. As long as you are not seeing, you are not qualified. Don't go and force yourself to see, because you will see. Did you get what I just said? If you force yourself to see, you will see. The funniest part is some women that want to see. Lord, show me. Man have not come. You are saying, Lord, show me. You are in trouble. Scripture cannot be broken. No. He that findeth a wife, they did not say he should find a man. He that findeth, God is a God of order. If he tells you that you are the one to be founded, go and rest. Let them find you. If you start trying to find, you will find. No. Sister, I was praying for my husband. Then this face show. It's not your husband that. It's not your husband. It's what you want that show. Like I was saying today, I said sometimes, now, sometimes it is that, sometimes it is not that. It can even mean another vision. But let me tell you something. If you start liking, for instance, let's say, who will I use in this church now? Let me say you start liking Glory, for instance. If you start liking Glory, for instance, little by little, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? You want to bring problem in this example. Innocent example, he started laughing. If, for instance, now, my God, I can't even give you the example again. So let me use Kira. If, for instance, you see, you are liking Kira codedly under your breath. I mean, you like the way she moves, you like the way she respects people, you like the way she talks, and the rest. You're just pointing out little facts about how you like. But you never said you are interested in marrying her. These are just little things you like. When you begin to pray for a wife, the first woman you will see in the vision is Kira. Kira will show, because she's already existing in your subconscious. And if you to be, as when I saw it, I felt peace. Why will you not feel peace? That's what you like. The real peace you will feel will come when you really find the right one. You still feel another piece. Don't be using peace to cover up rubbish. Are you listening to me? Some of you are looking at a lady. In fact, some young men, they are lustfully looking at a lady. They will go and see her in the spirit. Like I was asking my friend last time I came again. I reminded him of something he asked me. He said, sir, the problem is that this God's will sometimes, I don't understand. Can we have God's will and our will sandwiched together? Can God give us a little part of his will and we take a little part of our will and join it so that we and God will do okay? I say it's a lie. Get into a deep sleep. Get into a word. Let God. And I say, I don't know why I had to stay here, but let me just explain this before we try to end. You see, most ladies are suffering because they don't want the right men are coming. They are not accepting the right men. So I marry a cheat. People, they date men. See, me now, this God forbid. Nah, they did. If you trace it very well, a man came, but you sent him to go and buy you tito yogurt. After you sent him to buy you tito yogurt and took advantage of all his money, you now went for another man. You thought the man is mumu. He's not mumu. It's not mumu. If you go back to that man now, he has moved on. The wife now is enjoying him. You that thought you are wise, you went for mugu. The mugu now has made you mugu. Because you say you want a man that is expressive, a man that is bold, a man that is like a boss, that when he talks, he row. That's the kind of man you want. You are describing danger. That kind of man. But you see, that brother in church, every time he's shining his teeth. Why they laugh? He too laugh. He too talk. He too talk. Any smarty don't talk like woman. I don't like that kind of man. Then there's one who visited us. He's not born again yet, though. He's just visiting us, you know. Why they observe that guy? He gets teased. May Jesus give me this one. We'll go do okay. Now they slap you. You cannot see your left. They slap you. You say, slap me now. If they boy, they slap you. That one, you say, slap me. You'll be begging you, please, my love. Me is my love. This one, he says, slap. He give you, boy. Where is your eye now? You don't know that you are existing, whether your eye is inside or is outside. Most ladies are suffering because they don't want the right ones came. I'm telling you the truth. And when the right ones come, they'll be playing there like Lilo. You know Lilo? That's how they like playing with the right men. I've noticed ladies most times, they like playing with the right men. And right men, they have patience, but the day they go, you will never see them again. They have serious patience. But the day the right man say, I'm going, see, he's gone for life. Are you hearing me? Say, I want to my use your head. See your head. Look at these five boys in church. Build, a longer throat. Build with them and have a wonderful home. You want to have somebody that have bands to come and marry you? Build with them. Build with their check, courage. Build. See, Pastor, why are you so direct like this? Build. Turn around you and say, let's build, brother. You see, they are not answering me. They are not answering me. So I see my husband in the distant future coming. Build. You don't want to build. You want to just wake up in shawarma. Build. I want a man that is big. That has body. Make it get body so that if we hug. I like muzzled men. That's your problem now. If you don't repent, you may not see your man. Because your man may not have one muzzle. You'll be the one to build that muzzle for him. I'm not joking. This thing I'm saying may be like a joke, but I hope you are taking me serious. The way you are laughing like this. Be very serious with this information. We have seen ladies make this terrible mistake. The call of God is mighty upon your life. It's one that is scar that is entering your eye. You marry now, you and your call from nothing close to your call now. The next thing you are selling in Alaba because you don't want. No, I'm not saying you are not like you are selling Batino. You are selling clothes. You are a madam. You and music far. You and Sam is far.
I'm not saying you are a real madam. I mean, madam, that madam with big blouse. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That have workers. But now when they remind, when you hear somebody sing, you say, hey, those days. I remember call of God on my life that time. Chineke. Not sit in the seat of the scornful. Those mockers. I'm going to end with this. People that talk against everything. Scornful. Any smart thing. In try, but waiting. But waiting. Don't sit on those seats. And condemning everybody. Since you know them, nobody has done what is right. I warn you here. If you talk against men of God, fire burn you alone. I'm not part of you. Men of God issue is too big. Don't talk about it. Are you listening to me? David said there are some matters too high. Don't talk about it. I've never come here to discuss it with you. Don't discuss it. Are you listening to me? He said, touch not my anointed. If there's anybody you should fear in your life, it is the people God have called. I'm not saying it because I'm a pastor. To every pastor you see. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you don't understand, just move. They did not send you there to analyze. Leave there. Next part of scripture. It then says, now give me in the TPT. Let's end with it. Are you ready? From verse 1 again. What delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They walk in step with the wicked. They won't walk, in step with the wicked. Nor share in the sinner's way. Nor be found sitting in the corner seat. Next part of scripture. Their pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am. Meditating day and night in his true revelation of light. The right revelation of matters. Next part of scripture. Then it says, they will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. This one should not excite you more than verse 2. It says it is in meditation that results into this verse 3. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Your meditation, abiding in the word, will make you to encounter, to truly understand the blessing. It's not just talk. You hear the blessing, you're meditating on the word, the revelation on the blessing brings you in contact with the manifestation of what you heard. And that's when you will now say, I truly know the blessing. He said, if you abide in me, then you will know me, and it will be recorded that you have what? Seen me. And so you will know what? Continue in your sin. It says, they will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. My goodness. Every season. Do you understand? Now, look at this. Look at your life. That's what will make you roar like a lion. This one makes us to pray. We are challenged by the word. God said in every season. Why is it that in this season there's no fruit? You begin to challenge yourself with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, there's fruit. There's fruit in every season. I'm the righteous. I'm flourishing. That's how you pray. You insist on the word. You insist. You meditate upon it day and night. You are not causing your path to be prosperous. And then you're going to have good success. In the name of Jesus. But Pastor, I need to have a clue of where I'm going to. You may not have no clue. Declare it. I'm fruitful. As you are declaring you are fruitful, the answer will come through an idea. I don't know. I keep on seeing this vision of me doing this. Do it, brother. So many people have been doing it. You do it. Cast your net. I've been toiling money tonight. The same business. Do it. If you got it under the anointing, do it. Do it. It will work. You'll be so shocked that everybody has been doing tailoring. The Lord has been saying, do tailoring. You are saying the excuse is that there are many people everywhere doing. Many people were casting their net. They couldn't catch. Jesus came to Peter. He said, cast your net. When Peter obeyed, as he was casting, they were coming. He interfaced with a lot of fishes. Nets hearing both sinking harvest. He said, I've tried money tonight. I did not catch. But at thy word, you go with a rhema, a now word. You caught it. The Lord speaks to you directly or through scriptures. You are reading a part of the scripture, or you are hearing probably, hearing a message, and suddenly a part hits you. That's a now word. That's a word for you, for the now. That's a rhema.
And if you walk with that word, you're going to see a miracle. You don't just even hear it. You go back home and meditate upon it day and night. This is how you enter. Listen, even Jacob. We're doing a study one time. Jacob, who acted foolishly. Do you understand? He got insight through a vision. He understood the supernatural too much. He had to use animals to even analyze the supernatural. Get what I'm trying to say? He said, if these rams can be looking at this green plant, all of a sudden they'll be changing into green. Something green will be happening on their skin. Do you know all of his rams had green spots on them? Just by sighting green leaves, as far as your eyes can see. He saw it in the spirit. He used animals to analyze it. It worked with animals. God's principle work with animals. Talk less of you. If animals can prove the word of God, talk less of you. Suddenly all the animals spots on their body. As they looked, he saw it from script. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He saw it in the spirit, analyze it, it worked. Now as far as your eye can see. He said, if your eyes be single, your whole body will be flooded with light. The energy will be strong. Very strong. Meaning the potential to get it done is just vision. If you get the vision, you can run. He said, paint the vision so that he that looks at it can run. If you are not looking at the vision, you cannot run. You can't run. The energy to run is in looking at the vision. The vision, flocking before you like light. I mean, your eyes just being single, seeing just the vision. By default, your whole body catches the energy. The fire is lit everywhere. You can do it because your eyes are set on the vision. That's what the Bible says, looking up to Jesus. So it's not about anything. As your eyes are single on Jesus, the energy is flowing. By default, you can live like him. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Forget about I cannot do it. Just set your eyes on Jesus. Be seeing what he said in his word, because that's your reflection. You will reflect what you see. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry. Never. Ever. Ever what? We're going to say it again. We'll read from the beginning. We want to read. They will be standing firm. Simple. Just by abiding. You know, there's no way you were praying last night. You were praying last night, abiding in his presence, and you will now wrongly go and buy the wrong coin. It's not possible. You see the product of abiding in his presence? How did you get to buy the wrong coin? You are not abiding in the presence. If you are buying the present, that business, that money they are saying you should invest, you will pick it. Like Paul, you sense in your spirit, I should not do it. How do you understand how you are supposed to flow in the supernatural? By abiding in the presence. There are some kind of things that the Holy Ghost does that is unique to just you. There's a way he can speak to you that he doesn't speak to everybody. You can't copy the way he works with me. Do you know what I'm trying to explain? There are strange things I have with the Holy Spirit as activities. I just know when something is wrong. The way I know it is not the way you will know it. It must be unique with you. For you now, when you feel the anointing on your left leg, you can tell something. You know, it happens like that. Oh. Yes, men of God have, there's a man of God that says his ear begins to shake. Yes, that's when he knows the anointing is strong. For me, I feel cold ice block, like you open my head and put cold ice block inside the center of my head. That's how I feel it. I just know something is going to happen here that will hit everybody. For everybody, they have different sensation. And as I'm speaking, the anointing is like that on my head, even as I'm speaking. That's how it happens. Everybody has. But if you are not abiding, you will not have anything. You can't even tell. Even visions. Somebody dies in your home, you don't even know how it happened. Satan comes and enters and goes out. Nobody questions him. Because you are never abiding in the present. But if you arrive there, and the Holy Ghost see you there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, one of us have arrived. Satan is in trouble. Now they understand you are part of the family. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The Bible says we are part of the family in heaven in the name of Jesus. But you need to be appearing every December. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? For family meeting. Every once in a while, you should be attending family meeting. So that we will affirm that you are part of this family. How can you say you are part of this family? We have not heard from you for like 10 years. They've even forgotten you. But every day you are showing up. You are saying, Daddy, hi, I'm still part of this family. Angels, your daddy's workers, they know you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They know you belong to your daddy. Do you understand? That's why sometimes before you pray, answers come. They say, this one is a child of the Almighty. They know you. Their respect for your father will not allow them to see you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Remember what we said about the secret place. Can we talk about the secret place for a moment before we close? In the books of Psalm, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High in the TPT's rendition. Let's see it briefly. Psalms what? 91. We're going to read it very fast as we pray. Very fast. Want to read? When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God's Most High. Next part of scripture. I want everybody to read. He's a hope that holds me and the stronghold to share me. And my great confidence. Next part of scripture. He will rescue you from every hidden trap. Hidden trap of the enemy. And he will protect you from the false accusation and the deadly curse. Do you see that? God is your whole own house. That's what the Bible said in verse 2. That when there are false traps, hidden traps, he will protect you. You want to kill me? How? Are you mad? When I'm abiding in the presence, this is my confidence. This is a reason for my confidence. This is my synesis, my understanding of life. This is it. I know if they are hiding somewhere to kill me in the night, it can't work. Somehow I go through it. I can't explain how I overcome, but I'm overcoming. He said, the prophet Simon did this, so did I. And he said, why is Prophet Simon not feeling bad? He's always strong. They say he did that. I understand that I always dwell with God. Do you know who I'm talking to every night? And you are saying I did that. My goodness. There's a certain anointing you grow in. Certain stature you have with God. That he says, even your enemies will be at peace with you. Enemies. You see all those people they are spoiling our name with. They are members in disguise. Very soon they will come here. They will hear the name. They will check. Ah, I belong here. They will be here. On Sunday, I met somebody. I don't feel a strange anointing. I met somebody after church. He says, Professor. He took me to the side. Professor. I said, how can I? Is it just 2 minutes? I'm sure the protocol observed me with the guy. Is it just 2 minutes? And he was saying, I don't know if you heard him. He said, sir, I want to apologize first. I said, for what? He said, I have always been talking wrong about you from a distance. I've always, for years now. But I just came to church and heard the word and my mind is blown. I want to say I'm so sorry and I wish God can forgive me. I said, brother, God has forgiven you. That's what I told him. I just remembered it now. I went home, I was just laughing about the issue. I said, God has forgiven you. Fine, just be coming to church. Now, he heard a lot of things. He judged me. But just one sitting with the word. Just one sitting. That's why they don't want them to come. Just they know that if they send them to spy, that you came and served them, you will not go back with the same testimony. It's not pride, I bet you. You will not. He will protect you from false accusation and any deadly cause. He kept one charm somewhere, you are scared. If you have a secret place, no. Next part of scripture. It says, his massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. His massive hand. You wake up every morning, God's massive hand is wrapped around me. I mean, God is like this. God himself. And you are scared of life? They say they will kill you. You cried. We have not received the spirit to fear again. But the spirit of what? Sound man. Of what? Of what? If they caught you by mistake, they die scatteredly by correction. They can't. They can't. Ah! Their realms, their realms. Do you understand? We are the generation that will sit on charm, who shall trample upon snakes and scorpions, and they shall by knowledge. That we're talking about that generation right now. I'm not saying we see the charm, so we want to see. They do all the thing on top. When we sit, we press their head as we're sitting. Like one madman that wanted to come to my house to touch me for land. When I stood, they ran away. And I went physically. I said, if you come again, I kill you. See, witch, don't talk to him. He's a wizard. I told him at the Ministry of Land. I said, if you come again, I will kill you. He has not come. The last vision I had, I saw them having a meeting and saying, we want to look for a greater force. I was telling my wife. They were wondering. I was telling my father, how does he sit down? He's, I'm seeing their meeting. Say if we should look for somewhere, we'll go to one. Blah, blah, blah. I did not pray about it. I tell you the truth. You see, I've worked with God so much. That work I had with God when I started in 2 weeks, the 2 weeks prayer I did will kill all and their generation of witchcraft. I can't be praying right now about somebody that is dragging along with me. That 2 week tongues I pray with my spiritual father, only that 2 weeks. If I now add all the work with God to this point, they will not exist again. Then and everybody that knows them, better don't know them. So I don't pray about such cases. It's not pride. He said, for them that know the word of God, gather here. That's what Paul said. He said, food for idols, for amadioa. Are we not supposed to eat it? It's not pride. There's a certain kind of boldness like David you have. You know, it's David that wrote this. No wonder he stood with Goliath. Somebody talking like this cannot stand before Goliath. He said, you can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. Next part of scripture. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night. Know how to fear a spirit of darkness. That's what we just spoke about. You don't have to fear. Caraba coming against you. Oh, give me the next scripture very fast as we pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't fear a thing. Don't fear a thing. What did I say? Whether by night or by day, demonic danger. You see danger, you laugh. He said, don't fear danger. They said that thing is dangerous. The man is dangerous. He said, don't fear dangerous persons because you are more dangerous. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you. Nor will the powers of evil launch against you. Next part of scripture. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain on what? Thousands being, 1,000 by your right, 10,000 by your left. He said, I don't know, I just mistakenly survived. Mistakenly survived. The Lord wrapped you with his hand. That's why many failures, some failure untouched. Some of us have gone into accident. We thought it's a coincidence. Car tumbled 3 times. You came out, no scratch. My last accident, somebody said, Pastor, you tried. Oh, see how you turned the car. I said, brothers and sisters, I wish I can tell you and agree that I turned the car. I did not touch the steering. But I saw how this car was dodging anthill, dodging pole. The car was turning and it went and stopped. Boom! And I came out, they were looking, they were asking me, the person, where the person for the car? I did not answer. After a while, they said, now pastor car this now. See the pastor there. They came and they said, lie down on the ground. I said, for what? I'm fine. Road safety came, wanted to carry me in their van. I said, I'm fine. My neighbor said, in the night, the pain will start. I woke up in the morning, he said, the pain really started, right? I said, no. Nothing. Nothing. Are you here tonight? Yeah. Next part of scripture. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment. For they will be paid back for what they have done. You'll be a spectator. Next part of scripture. When we live our lives within the shadow of God's Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us? All disease, I wanted to hit this point. All disease,
infect us. Say, I refuse to have infection.
You didn't see that comment.
You can't be infected. You command the pain. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus. Let's ask. Glory. God sends angels. This is the last part. Let's burn our faith. God sends angels with special orders. Angels in what? To protect you wherever you go. Defending you from all harm. They are angels with special orders. Karabaya. Can we lift up our hands and pray somebody? Pray somebody. Angels with special orders. Kaparanda kabala kola bragadi abaya.
Standing before the throne, they are no less the same, but holy, holy, holy. Standing before the throne, they are no less the same, but holy, holy, holy. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. It's full of your glory. Yahweh Shabbat. Yahweh Shabbat. Yahweh Shabbat. Yahweh Shabbat. The Lord, our God, is strong and mighty. Yahweh Shabbat. Yahweh. Thank you.
You use it to command wealth. He said, what is in your hand now? And when Samson was done with the jaw of a donkey, he recognized it was the anointing that was upon him. And he threw the jaw, but he did not let go of the anointing. He didn't leave the anointing. The Lord will use what you are doing right now, what you are holding in your hands as business. He will use it to command nations. He will use it to set you in influential positions. What you are doing may not look valuable. It may look like nothing. But because of the anointing upon you, coming upon you in this meeting, by the reason of this meeting, the Lord is causing that thing that looks strong to produce something mighty in your life. It produced plenty. It produced plenty. What is in your heart? What is in your hand? What is on your hand? Pata, pata. Lord, that fire, that fire, that fire, let it come upon us. Just like a dream, just like a dream, I'm speaking from the future, just like a dream, See where this business has brought you, just like a dream. See where this handwork has taken you, just like a dream. They will say, just like a dream.
Under the shadow of your wings, I am saved.
Under the shadow of your wings, I am saved. Under the shadow of your wings,
under the shadow of your wings,
under the shadow of your wings, under the shadow of your
fire of the Holy Ghost,
just like the fire, the chariot of fire took Elijah. I'm seeing in the spirit, the Lord is taking all of us. He's taking us by a wild fire into dimensions. Into dimensions of wealth and prosperity. I am not sounding carnal. As I see, I say.
Into dimensions of
wealth. Into dimensions of wealth. I say, why we? Fire, a chariot of fire. Chariot of fire. And men are rising on the wings of the Spirit. Men are rising on the wings of the Spirit. Rising on the wings of the Spirit. Under the shadow of your wings, we are saved. Katapasa katala takata dabaya katabaya. Shakatanani yakaka katakata katabaya. I see men rising under the influence of this life. Under the influence. Stay in the secret place, people of God. Stay in the secret place. Men will ask you tomorrow, how did you get there? And your answer is eternal life. For I know him, the only living God. I have eternal life. I know him, the only living God. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. That will be your response. For you have eternal life. And we have eternal life is proving a point this season. I see the threshing of the wine press. The threshing of the wine. New wine is coming. New wine is finding expression. As the grapes are being threshed upon. New wine. New wine. Somebody pray in tongues in 5 minutes. Pray like you have never prayed. In 5 minutes. Somebody pray. Pray fire, pray brimstone. Shapa katala dabaliya kababa boya, esana mana kababa boya, epara daboya. Shaka baba. Lord, we thank you. Kana mana kabaya. Leponde kapasuna nabaya. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted, ye everlasting doors. And many King of glories, many sons of the living God are entering tonight. Anything that has tied your family down, tie your destiny down, by the fire of the Spirit of God, you are loose tonight. You are entering tonight. A fatter to every gate.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.